Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live with us right now from phillyvoice.com to help us break down everything that's going on with the Phils. Ryan Lawrence is on the line with us. Ryan, a fun couple of days down in South Philly for you guys.
Yeah, busy, huh? It's like, I think we had two nights there where we were there past, I don't know, 1 a.m. with the late night trades. And yeah, but it's that time of year, so I guess you got to expect activity. And at least the Phillies have been active, which they weren't last year at this time.
Yeah, and I'm curious, Ryan, because of all the guys that get mentioned when it comes to prospects, I mean, you know about Howie Kendrick, and you figure those guys are going to get moved, and Pat Neshek, but whenever they bring in the prospects, are these ever names that you really know, or are they always names that you're like, all right, let's see what this guy's been doing?
Well, it really depends who is being traded. If it's Cole Hamels is being traded, you're probably going to, you know, get players back that you've heard of, or at least
right.
one prospect that you've heard of. But when Jeremy Hellickson's getting traded, you're not exactly going to get that kind of return back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's more of a, you know, you're getting more of a lottery ticket back. I mean, you know, for a guy like Jeremy Hellickson that only has 2 months left on his contract, that is pretty much a very ordinary pitcher. So, yeah, it really just depends on who you're trading, if whether or not you're going to know the prospects you're getting back.
Is Kim's contract from the Orioles, is that an expiring contract, or he has years tacked onto that?
It is. It's an expiring contract. So he's just here basically to replace Howie Kendrick on the bench. And,
right.
you know, some people said, well, why aren't they calling up so-and-so? Well, because it's a bench player. Like, their outfield is already – they have a starting outfield right now. You're not going to call up Dylan Cousins to – struggling, by the way.
Right.
You're not going to call him up to sit the bench. You know, you need to see what Nick Williams, Adubel Herrera, and Aaron Altair can do on an everyday basis. So it really doesn't make any sense. Yeah, the Kim's just here as an extra bat.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But looking at some of these deals, I mean, did any of them surprise you? I mean, we all knew Neshek pretty much was going to get dealt. Did any of these deals just raise your eyebrows a little bit?
Maybe in the sense that they were able to make those deals. I mean, Howie Kendrick has been on the DL all year, and to get something for him, you know, to me is a little bit, and the guy that got for him is pitching pretty well. Obviously, he's down at low A. But yeah, I mean, Howie Kendrick hasn't been durable at all this year, so I was a little bit concerned that maybe that was going to get his trade value to go down. Or if I was in a contending team, I'd probably say, hey, I'm at least going to want to watch this guy on the field for 2 weeks before I make a deal for him, and maybe he's the guy that you'd have to trade in August, and they have moved guys through August in the last couple of years. But it does diminish your return because, you know, you have to get through waivers first. Yeah, and similar to Hellickson. I mean, Hellickson just hasn't been having a very good year. So that trade's kind of odd all around because Baltimore's not in the race, and they traded for a guy that they're going to have for 2 months. And, you know, I think that trade more speaks to Baltimore just not having any depth at AAA, where, you know, the Phillies can call on a guy to make a start, where Baltimore, I guess, can't, and they have to trade for a guy. So that was interesting.
Sure, and you look at the deals with Hellickson, you look at with Kendrick, and aside from prospects, international cash is attached to it as well. Can you talk a little bit about how that's important for a franchise, especially after they've already spent, I believe it's $4.75 million in international signings?
Yeah, it's very important. I mean, as Klintak broke down late night the other night, I mean, you know, it's all about adding talent into your system, whether that's prospects, whether that's through the amateur draft, or whether it's through international signings. And they added, he said, more than $1 million this month to that surplus. And that's no joke. I think they start off with $4.75 million every team in baseball. So adding $1 million to that, it's a significant amount. Worth it's more than a quarter. No, I'm sorry, it's a little less than a quarter. But anyway, but yeah, that cash can be infused into, you know, signing international guys. I mean, Sixto Sanchez signed for $30,000. Freddie Galvis signed for $90,000. Cesar Hernandez, I think he signed for somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000. So you're talking about, you know, you can add significant pieces, not just one. Or, you know, everybody, you know, when they hear that the Phillies added cash, they think the Phillies are going to go add some, you know, one big guy.
Yeah, right.
That's probably not how it's done because most of the big guys have already signed. International signing period started July 2nd. There are some names that are still available. But, you know, I think it's more likely that you're going to see Sal Agostinelli, who's the international scouting director. You're going to see him spread this around and go get 3 and 4 guys. And so, yeah, it's definitely not an insignificant thing to get that in a trade.
Is that something that carries over to the following year, or is it like money they have to spend within the year?
Yeah, so the international signing period began earlier this month, I believe July 2nd or July 3rd. And it goes until next July. So it's they have 11 months basically to scout and to find guys, and not everybody, most of the big names do sign right away, but not everybody does. A guy like Carlos Tochi, who's a rising outfield prospect at Double A, he signed in August. So there are, back in the day, he's obviously in the system, not
right,
August,
right, right.
But anyway, yeah. So what I see is, they're going to take the next few months to really, hone in on guys that they like, and maybe there are guys that they have already liked and they've planned on doing this. But it'll be interesting because, again, this is, you look around baseball, a lot of players began their careers as international signs. There's plenty of Venezuelans and Dominicans in the game, and then this is how their journey begins. So, again, if the Phillies are scouting correctly, they can, find some players here.
What are they going to do with all this money?
The international signing money?
No, overall money. They're sitting on this.
Money. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm thinking about buying a ticket and I don't see anything this offseason, and you sat on this pile of cash, what are they going to do with this cash?
Yeah, it's a great question because this free agent class is not anywhere near the one that's coming the next year. And the one that's coming the next year is historic. I mean, that's the one with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, Adam Jones, Andrew McCutchen, possibly Clayton Kershaw. I mean, it's a ridiculous free agent class. This year isn't quite that. I mean, Eric Hosmer is the biggest bat probably. And, most people in Philadelphia probably don't know who Eric Hosmer is other than the fact that he was on the Kansas City Royals that won the World Series a couple years ago. What I think they're going to do with it is I think they'll make an impact trade. I think they'll trade for a bigger contract. And I'm not saying Stanton. There are plenty of other players in baseball that you can acquire through trades that, there could be a team that's where the Phillies were 2 years ago that has decided they need to break it down and they're going to start rebuilding because they have just, come to the conclusion that they can't compete and it doesn't make any sense for them to have a big contract. So I think that's the way they'll do it. I mean, if you look, the Phillies have surplus at a lot of positions. It's funny we're saying this, but the worst team in baseball, but, they have a lot of outfielders that next year, trying to figure out who's going to start in that outfield, I'm not going to say it's a problem, but, it's a conundrum. It's, somebody's going to be the odd man out if Dylan Cousins is ready. And the same thing in the infield. So because they have the surplus, I think that you can go and you can make a trade.
One of the guys that, and Al, I think I'm asking this for you because I know you want him really badly, Yu Darvish. I was surprised when I saw his no trade list come out last week that the Phillies were not on it. And could you ever see him in a Phillies uniform?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I get a little bit, I forget how old is Yu Darvish now, like 31, 32. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I worry about a free agent pitcher like Yu Darvish is that he already is past age 30. And any free agent you sign at that period, the best years that you're going to get from them are the first couple years. Look at Cliff Lee. Look at Roy Halladay. When these guys, they've got a lot of mileage in their arms, father time is a real thing, that usually the latter years of a contract are not going to be anywhere near.
Yeah, he turns 31 on the 16th.
Right.
August 16th.
And if the Phillies aren't ready to win next year, and look, I know they need to add impact guys, and that's going to help them get to where they get. But I don't know if Yu Darvish on the roster next year is putting them over the top. I think they have too many other holes. But it is interesting. What I'm trying to say is I would be a little bit skittish of signing an A-level pitcher to a long-term contract at this stage where the Phillies are because I just don't think they're ready quite yet. And I think that that's kind of flushing $60 million.
It's getting Papelbon when you didn't need him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Same exact thing. So I think if you could trade for a guy that's a little bit younger, Garrett Cole, Chris Archer, I think those guys fit a little bit more into where the Phillies are than a Yu Darvish who's a little bit older. But look, Yu Darvish is great, and who wouldn't want to go watch that guy pitch every 5 days in Philadelphia? Of course he would.
Right. We're speaking with Ryan Lawrence, PhillyVoice.com. Ryan, what's next? What do we got till 4 p.m. today? Anybody else getting moved?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I was surprised, like I said, but really, they don't have a whole lot to do here, and it's not like they have a Cole Hamels. It's not like they have any big guys that you expect them to move and expect to get a lot back. I mean, Hellickson, Kendrick, we knew that these were just kind of low-level guys that if they could move, they could move, but it's not going to really make a significant impact one way or the other, more than likely.
Joaquin Benoit, huh?
Yeah. Joaquin Benoit, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, he just turned 40.
I mean, he's mocking you.
No, he totally is. Yeah. That's fine. I let him right into it. That's all.
No, I was doing the same thing.
Right. Before I let you go, the question of the day is, how would you grade Matt Klintak's deals thus far, A through F, obviously? How would you grade him?
I'd probably give him a B. Because, like I said, just to be able to move guys like Kendrick and Hellickson, to me, you know, that was pretty good because I didn't think that those guys had a ton of value. So, and the Nishek trade, you know, we're not going to know more until a couple years, but to me, getting three guys back for Nishek rather than just like one C-level prospect, it just increases your chances that one of those guys is going to hit and be a player. So yeah, I think the Nishek trade was probably a B+. And, you know, you factor in the other two trades, I'll give it a B.
Ryan Lawrence, PhillyVoice.com. Always good talking to you, buddy.
All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, you too, man. Take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.